signing of Sasha today. Finally relieved that it's out there.
Yeah, it's all becoming very real now. Yeah, it's exciting. It's been a long summer, I can tell you. Fantastic to get the news out. And Sasha and I are really excited for next season. And obviously, there's been a lot of talks behind the scenes, but really excited to just announce it formally. And yeah, she's obviously on her way back from New Zealand, but really excited to get her back within Mavericks and back playing with us again next season.
And there isn't a chance I'll sing it, but in the words of the song, how long has this been going on?
It's been a few months. There's been a lot of talk going backwards and forwards, and obviously with Super Cup going on in New Zealand and how obviously our time playing out in New Zealand, etc., to England commitments, etc., it's been a good few months, but it's well worth it. And I would have taken as long as I needed to secure her for us this season. She's a fantastic athlete, a fantastic role model, and just really excited to have her back with Mavericks.
She was last at Mavs in 2015. She's been out in New Zealand, so what qualities can she bring? Just that whole experience.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, anyone that knows Sasha, she's a formidable athlete, a formidable player. She's got a whole heap of experience on the playing field, but being a professional athlete as well. She's got amazing leadership qualities. She's going to be captain of the England squad for Netball Europe as well. So, you know, she's got great skills that she brings to any team that she's a part of, as well as on the court as well. There's been quite a few excited fans today, which it's been nice to see. From a Maverick side, she's a true Maverick. That, you know, there's flair into her game, there's leadership, she's a fantastic role model, so a lot of qualities that I was really keen to bring her back in the fold.
You'll be quite comfortable as well because she can play centre and wing attack, so going forward into next season, how important are players who'd be able to play in a couple of different positions for you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the game is so fast moving now, and it is all about making sure that we've got players that are adaptable and to give us something different in every area. And I think having the versatility of players is huge to make sure that we are obviously combating oppositions, but also for our own game. You know, she's doing a great job at wing attack. She can also offer centre as well. So, you know, to have two positions, core positions under her belt, and, you know, a real solid effort from her, you know, at either position is really exciting for us. So, yeah, looking forward to having her in and obviously announcing a few more names shortly.
You'll have had the conversations with players who are staying and who are moving on. Is that quite tricky for you in some way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is not the part that I enjoy the most, I'll be honest with you. I don't think any coach can sit there and go, this is so much fun. There's been difficult conversations. There's been excitable conversations. There's been upset from my end, upset from players' end. You know, at the end of the day, these athletes are humans, and they've got their own lives to lead. There's some of them going off to university. There's some of them going off for different career paths, etc. So, you know, it is a massive jigsaw. It's something that, you know, you sit down and you write your wish list of who you want and everything else, and then kind of work from there. So, yeah, I mean, it hasn't been a fun time, and it's been a very busy summer. But you know what, you know, people that I've got coming into the squad are people that I'm really excited by this year, and Sasha is the start of that exciting journey, and the fruition of it and the enjoyment side of things will come when we start training together and when we have everybody on court together. So, you know, it's all to look forward to, definitely. I wouldn't say it's been a quiet time and something that I've loved doing, but at the end of the day, it needs to be done because that's the only way we can move forward. So Mavericks is an exciting time at the moment. It's great that I've got international players, domestic players contacting me, asking me about trials and opportunities and if they can come to Mavericks. So it's been a very different year this year in the fact that I haven't been hounding players. They've kind of been speaking to me, which has been really nice. But in the same token, I want to make sure that it's the right environment for Mavericks going forward. And obviously, not just for the short term, but the long term as well. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge, but we're there. I'm excited.
How important do you think it is to get players who've been out in the Suncorp and ANZ back over to our Super League? It shows we're making progress, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And as I say, I've had you know, people contacting me asking if they can come over and play over here as well. So I think it does work both ways. I think from our perspective, it's another dynamic. It's a different style for us to combat. It's a different style for us to compete against. So again, we're bridging the gap internationally. But likewise, it's given those guys an opportunity as well to come over here and experience, you know, the English way of playing and coaching, etc. as well. So previously before, I think it was a lot of, you know, us searching for the best ones out there, etc., and hoping that they would sign for us. And again, I think it's just the way that the English game has changed and the professionalism of this Super League franchise that we're in now as well. So it is really exciting times. And obviously, overseas players brings a different dynamic. You look at Mavericks Fast Five squad, we've got a few nationalities in there, which is great. And again, that's the excitement of Mavericks. You know, we are about flair, we are about excitement. It's all about making things right for the fans. And it would be interesting to see the reactions of a few more signings that we've got.
Sasha won't be part of Fast Five, but how's training been going for that?
Yeah, Sasha unfortunately couldn't just because of her international duties. So she couldn't be part of it and obviously needs a bit of downtime being involved in New Zealand, etc. So she needs a little bit of downtime just to regroup and to move forward for next season. And obviously next season is an important one for us as well. So, Fast Five training has been going great. It's a really exciting game. It's been really fun to be a part of and to coach. There is a lot of running involved for the midcourt. But, you know, it's working with Mary Wire here within Mavericks has been really exciting. Probably the most iconic Fast Five Malawi players and coaches in the world. And it's been fantastic having her here and helping me with the training and preparations for it, as well as obviously working with the players as well. It does feel like a long summer for us. So it was quite nice when we kind of got the Mavericks family back together. So it was really nice to get everybody back onto court and back training again and doing what we all love, really.
There was a great picture of her and Lindsay both like just pointing to the dress and like just having her on board as well as giving you all that little bit of sparkle going into it.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, you know, she's everything. We sat down together and had a long, long chat about my thoughts for Mavericks and my vision for Mavericks over the next 4 years and obviously having Fast Five, etc. as well. So we had a long, long chat about things and yeah, it's just great to have her here and have her input at this time. It's really exciting.
It's great to see as well that Satch is on board for Pathway Head Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, the performance pathway is vital for us to get that right and make sure that we are giving players opportunities. So really, really excited that Sasha has taken that role and literally grown with that role as it's going through. She's doing a huge amount of hard work behind the scenes. There's trials going on left, right and centre, and I think she worked a 14-hour day the other day. But you know, to be passionate about a job that you love, you know, and to get paid for it and to see the girls coming through and developing through the pathway is really exciting. It's something that we're all passionate about here within Mavericks. We've got a lot of youngsters coming through and doing a great job. So it's great that we can support their development and to give them opportunities. And it's an exciting pathway to be a part of and we've got a lot going on. So yeah, watch the space.
I'm pleased to see as well you're getting back on court because you're going to be hosting a masterclass with Karen for club coaches.
Yeah, not literally back on court. Don't start spreading that rumour. I'm definitely not going to be putting my trainers on to start playing again. But, you know, it's great that I can work with Kaz again, obviously, from coaching with her within Mavericks and everything. It's been great. And we've got the coach masterclass going on, which is great. It's great to give back into the CPD of coaches and to work with the coaches coming through as well and just sharing some knowledge with them and working with them to develop further players. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. So yeah, no, I'm really excited for the development and it's very busy times at the moment.
How can we find out more about that? Just Mavs Twitter?
Yeah, go on Twitter or onto our website and all the details will be on there with regard to the Masterclass and all of our other academies as well.
It's certainly a statement of intent anyway, getting Sasha. Standard closing question, really. Who's next?
That's a big question, isn't it? You have to wait and see. We are going to be announcing things. Hopefully it won't be too long a wait for you all, but some more exciting names to come. And I'm really excited about this season and what it's going to bring for Mavericks. Can't wait to release more names out to the fans. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled and keep watching Twitter because we will keep everyone updated.
So Camilla's next because she's loving Fast Five too much.
Well, ask her after tonight's session. We'll see what her response is.